Om Shanti. Good evening. Lunch ne liya? Rest ne ki? Again, good evening. I now welcome all of you for a wonderful and beautiful evening session. There is a special topic today, the lifestyle modification for coronary artery disease. Har ek dil par raaz karne wale aur har ek ki dil lene wale Dilaram Parmatma Pita ki avtaran bhumi par aaj hum dil ki bimari का सहज और सरल निदान दिल के डॉक्टर से ही सुनेंगे. वी हैव विथ अस वेरी एमिनेंट वेल रिनाउंड वर्ल्ड फेम डॉक्टर्स कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता जी एंड डॉक्टर रतन राठौर जी. आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट डॉक्टर रतन राठौर जी ऑन स्टेज. Dr. Ratan Rathore ji, a big hand of applause for Dr. Ratan Rathore ji. Dr. Satish Gupta ji has now arrived. I would like to invite Dr. Satish Gupta ji on stage. A big hand of applause for both the doctors, the eminent cardiologists. Now, I would like to invite BK sisters to felicitate the doctors with badges and bouquets. A big hand of applause for them. A big hand of applause. Doctors, respected Dr. Satish Gupta ji needs no introduction. He is a double doctor, spiritual as well as physical doctor. To unke liye do panktiyan kehna chahungi. Dil ke hai doctor, dil ki hi sunte hain, dil ki hi kehte hain, dil mein jinke hai sada, baba hi baste hain. He is a living jewel for this institution and he has got a long list of qualifications and achievements which I will give a brief introduction. Dr. Satish Gupta ji is presently a senior consultant cardiology and medicine, J. Watmull Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu. He is MD in internal medicine. He has received various fellowship awards and he is a member of National Advisory Council, Indian College of Cardiology, ILIB Lipid India, Preventive Cardiology, Indian Heart Journal. He is a faculty member, Academy for a Better World, Gyan Sarovar, Mount Abu. He has received various awards and honors. Few of them are Award of Excellence in Preventive Cardiology and Cardiac Rehabilitation at International Heart Protection Summit held in New Delhi, Lifetime Achievement Award for Outstanding Contribution in Cardiology. He has been awarded a social badge of honor for creating a model of human health for 21st century in Moscow, Russia. He has been awarded by President of India, Srimati Pratibha Patil, for excellence in cardiology at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He was nominated for Rashtriya Ratan 2003 National Jewel ISC New Delhi. His ongoing research project is coronary artery disease regression through healthy and happy heart lifestyle module, a multidisciplinary research project at J. Watumul Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu. A big hand of applause again for respected Dr. Satish Gupta ji. I would like to invite him on stage for his speech. A brief introduction of respected Dr. Ratan Rathaur ji. He is DM in cardiology from Mumbai University. At present, he is a senior cardiologist, MGM Hospital and Fortis Hospital, Navi Mumbai. He is following this spiritual knowledge for 15 years. I would now invite Dr. Ratan Rathaur ji.
Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. See, today's topic is the reversal of coronary artery disease. Everyone knows about it. You must be thinking, why this topic is there on this session? Basically, up till now we have talked about theoretical aspect. This is a practical session because we have done this project practically. And the person who has done this project, Dr. Satish Gupta, is here. And that's why we want to show that when you combine the medicine and the spirituality together, you can have the wonder result, wonderful result. And this is a long trial Dr. Gupta is conducting from 1998. And now we have more than 2000 patients. I was associated with this project. So that's why we want to show to medical fraternity ki there is something else also where the people, they can't afford bypass surgery or angioplasty. And normally what happens ki we say, please angioplasty is not possible. Then we blankly tell patient ki okay bhai, Ram Bharose, anything can happen to you. Now at least we must know, at least doctor people, that there is a something else, some other pathy also where patient can live longer. And we have patient here surviving for 14 years, 13 years without the bypass surgery and angioplasty. So that is the purpose of this, session today. Now let's see why there is a important of lifestyle modification. Now 40%, if you see the CAT scenario, 40% of the patient, they die of coronary artery disease. 70 lakh people develop fresh heart attack in India every year. Out of that, 25% patient, they die before they reach the hospital. If you see the prevalence of coronary artery disease, 1% in 1960, today it is 12 to 14%. As per WHO guidelines, by 2015, the prevalence of coronary artery disease will be approximately 35%. And 50% of the patients, Indian patient, 50% of the patient, they have diffuse disease, multiple disease, where angioplasty and bypass is not possible. Remember that 50% of the population have where angioplasty bypass is not possible. Therefore, the lifestyle modification is the only solution. Coronary artery disease is a lifestyle problem. It is the problem invited by our lifestyle. Therefore, treatment is the lifestyle modification is a priority. If you see the risk factor of coronary artery disease, psychological risk factors. We talk about risk factor, blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, lack of exercise, smoking, high lipid. These are the risk factors which we can control. But what about the psychological risk factors? And psychological risk factors are, these are the psychological risk factors. anger, stress, isolation, depression, cynicism, and we don't have any solution for that. And lifestyle modification means, lifestyle doesn't mean diet and exercise. With diet and exercise, you can't change these psychological risk factors. For that, it requires you have to go to the basic, and that is a spirituality. These are all spiritual things, these are not physical things. So you have to change at physical level. Then second thing is a type A personality prone for coronary artery disease. Type A personality, again it is a spiritual entity. You have to change at spiritual level. Physically you can't change your type A personality to type B personality. Third thing, if you see, bypass and surgery and angioplasty. See, 80% of the population, they can't afford angioplasty bypass surgery. One angioplasty will cost you minimum 1.5 lakhs rupees. One bypass surgery will cost you minimum 1.5 to 2 lakhs rupees. Majority of the patient, they can't afford. Where they will go? So this is the only option for them. With lifestyle modification, they can survive at least for 8 years, 10 years, 12 years nicely. Nicely, I say. I have seen the patient here. Younger patients, they are not opted for bypass surgery, angioplasty. They are following this trial, this project, and for last 12 years, 14 years, they are still in a happy health. And they are happy also, without stressful life. Then second thing, angioplasty and bypass surgery doesn't treat the root cause. Angioplasty will last you maximum, say, 8 years, 10 years. Bypass surgery, venous graft, 80% of the venous graft, they block by 8 years. Majority of the venous graft, they block by 10 years. Arterial graft, they last for 14 years, 15 years. But all the surgeons, they are not doing, both the arterial graft. Majority of the surgeons, they are doing single internal mammary artery. Other mammary artery, both the mammary arteries, they are not using. Only few doctors, they are using both the mammary arteries. Otherwise, majority of the surgeons, they are using radial artery or venous graft. They get blocked earlier. Therefore, this is not the permanent solution. You have to undergo, again, repeat angioplasty or bypass surgery. If you see, as I say, 50% of the population, diffuse disease, multiple disease, where bypass is not possible. And third thing, even if, say, all the population, say, willing for the bypass surgery, angioplasty, but whether we have the infrastructure, if we have surveyed that in a year, we are doing approximately 1 lakh of angioplasty and bypass surgery. In our population, if suppose everyone is ready, then our infrastructure is not there to tackle with so much population. And therefore, the lifestyle modification is the only solution. Now, this is the coronary artery I have drawn. I have drawn three figures here. Now, you see, this is a block where the block, this is yellow, is a cholesterol deposition block, less than 50%, 50 to 70% and block more than 70%. We do the angioplasty and bypass surgery only when block is more than 70%. When block is less than 70%, 60, 50, we don't do intervention. If you see the incidence of heart attack is much lesser when block is more than 70%. Only 20-25% of the patients, they get heart attack when the block is more than 70%, where we are doing the bypass and angioplasty. 50% of the heart attack is there in this group where the block is less than 50%. 50% of the heart attacks occur where block is less than 50%, where we don't do bypass angioplasty. Another 20% of the patient, they get heart attack when block is between 50 and 70%. That means around 70-75% of the heart attack occur where block is less than 70%, where we don't offer the intervention. And only solution is lifestyle modification. Therefore, lifestyle modification is the only solution to treat the coronary artery disease. We see 90% of the population either have stress-induced problem or the psychosomatic problem. And spirituality is the best option to solve the psychological problem and stress-induced problem. Therefore, now questions come. Our coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes, if you take 1960, it was 1%. Now it is more than 10%. Now, with the development of the medical science, you know, still we could not curtail, we could not stop the coronary artery disease. Why? What is the problem? We have the fantastic, you know, bypass surgery, angioplasty, all these things, all nice and nice, better drugs, but we could not stop the coronary artery disease. What is the problem? Basic problem is, we are not treating the patient completely. What is that complete mean? Complete mean we are not treating the patient holistically. Now what is holistic? We say, who are we? We are human being. We are human being, but we treat only at human level. We have diet, exercise for human body. But what about the most important part? And that is a being part. This being part we don't touch. This is the thing. And before 98, Dr. Gupta, he was doing the meditation. Dr. Gupta doesn't disclose this, so I am disclosing you. I am associated with him from 1998. Dr. Gupta, when he was doing the meditation early in the morning, he got the, he visualized that the Almighty, you know, light from the Almighty Father is falling on the coronary artery blockage, and that cholesterol is melting. This was the scene he has seen when he started this project. From that he got the idea. This was the, you know, and then Dr. Almighty Father, this is not a project of Dr. Gupta or Brahma Kumaris. This is a project of Almighty Father. He has given him vision, and this vision, when he got it, he explained to the another friend of him, Dr. Sahani, who was that time head of the endocrine department, DRDO, and then that's how the DRDO came into picture, and Dr. Gupta and DRDO, they started the project. This is the wonderful project, and I have seen the people. The most important part in coronary artery disease is that patients are always in tension. Patient family, they are always in tension. Any damn pain, even if they muscular pain, they rush to the hospital. And then you know that people are hospitalized in the ICU, a lot of bill. Here I have seen the people are absolutely stress-free because they have got the spiritual knowledge, and with this spiritual knowledge they got the stability that nothing will happen to us. Jo hoga, jo likha hai, wohi hoga, uske alawa kuch nahi hoga. And that is the most important part, ki stress. Agar aapke jeevan se stress nikal jaye, heart ke patient se, I think isse bada koi solution nahi hai. And now I think I will invite Dr. Gupta. Dr. Gupta will tell you. It is published. He will tell you. Now I will invite Dr. Gupta to tell us about his project, his principle, and what is the method, how it coronary arteries are regressed. Dr. Gupta, please.
Om Shanti. Esteemed colleagues, brothers and sisters, today I present to you this program or the project which we are conducting for last 18 years or so. 95 I got this vision while working in Delhi, and then we planned this program with DRDO, Dr. Kalam, Global Hospital. We planned this study, and now it's more than 15 years we are into the project, and patients are following this project, and more than 4,500 patients, angiography documented patients, have sort of participated in these programs, and how they are feeling better, what is the concept. This paper has been published in Indian Heart Journal in 2011. I'll give you that copy, will be available here. You can collect that paper after the presentation. So this is lifestyle modification for coronary artery disease. I may go fast, but you are doctors, you can take it, you know. Just you know about the arteries. This is the heart, right coronary artery, LMCA, LAD, LCX, different branches. As they are seen on angiogram, there's a block here in the LAD, right? And this is the right coronary artery. And this is our endothelium. The blockage, why the blockage occurs? Two factors involved, most important. One is endothelial injury. The endothelium keeps on making nitric oxide, which does not allow the cholesterol to go in or platelets to deposit. And LDL and HDL. LDL is good, bad cholesterol, HDL is good cholesterol, right? We all know this. And because LDL is bad because it blocks the arteries, and HDL is good because it keeps the arteries open. Whenever the LDL-HDL ratio is more than 3, extra LDL that goes inside the wall, but without endothelial injury it is not possible, right? And this process starts at a very young age, 2-3 years of age, keeps on building, and then when the block is, the block keeps on progressing, then when the block is 70% you get angina, and when there's a crack in the block, that is a clot formation or thrombus formation, that leads to MI, heart attack. Now, blocks do not lead to heart attacks. Blocks do not lead to heart attacks. It is the clots which lead to heart attack. And most of the time, cause of a clot formation, thrombus formation is these negativities, Pressure of time, pressure of work, anxiety, anger, depression, isolation. These are the most important causes. Not lack of ventilation. These are the most important causes of crack in the plaque and thereby a thrombus formation. And by giving, there is no medicine on this planet which can remove the blocks. Atherosclerosis. There is no medicine. Allopathy, Ayurvedic, or homeopathy, or nature cure, nothing can cure. No pranayama, nothing can cure can open a coronary artery block. Right? This should be very, very clear to us. And we dissolve this clot by TPA, tissue plasminogen activator, the tenecteplase or whatever, streptokinase or urokinase. But we cannot dissolve this, right? Okay, is it clear? Now, we offer bypass surgery, blocks are there, we just bypass the blocks by Lima graft or Rima or radial artery or whatever. And so we are bypassing the blocks. But this person has blocked his arteries. Actually, we block our arteries, endothelium injury, the most important cause of endothelium injury is though we know that smoking leads to endothelial injury, we know this, the pollution, the preservatives in our food, they lead to endothelial injury. Uncontrolled diabetes, uncontrolled blood pressure leads to endothelial injury, this is known, right? But they lead to very short term, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes injury, and then as they're washed off, they disappear from the blood and no more endothelial injury. And what endothelial injury does is, it stops nitric oxide production from the endothelium, thereby the cholesterol starts going in. But the most important thing which leads to endothelial injury is stress. One episode of anger, I'll show you that paper, one episode of anger can lead to endothelial injury which may last even 3 days. Depression can lead to endothelial injury which can lead to about 5 days of endothelial injury, which lasting about 5 days. If you have hostile behavior towards anyone, it can lead to endothelial injury till you don't forgive that person, right? Cynical behavior can lead to long-term endothelial injury. So hostility is a very bad, it's a poisonous behavior, which that's why you develop long blocks, not amenable to bypass or angioplasty, long blocks, whole arteries gets blocked, right? So this bypass is only a time pass, right? I always call heart bypasses a time pass. Angioplasties, whatever angioplasty may do, endothelial injury is occurring and it keeps on occurring, they block very fast. Average duration of one angioplasty, second angioplasty after one angioplasty is 10 months. Average duration, right? So you should be ready. Every year actually you should be ready with 2 lakh rupees to go for another angioplasty. That is the situation today. Drug-eluting stents have come, they are good, but still needs to be improved because there is an instant thrombosis. So bypass angioplasty is just like cutting a tree from above, it again starts growing. So it does not address the root cause, that's why it is only palliation. That's why people require repeat angioplasty and repeat bypass surgery. And that is what motivated me to go for this project. While working in Delhi, I realized this, that we should do something else. And that is what I am going to tell you. Now this is the mechanism which we know, the type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression. That leads to behavioral risk factors. smoking, poor diet patterns, poor exercise, poor sleep, poor adherence to treatment regimens. They don't adhere to treatment. They will go to one, today they were there with one allopathy doctor, modern medicine. Tomorrow they have read in the newspaper, there is one Ayurvedic physician, some naturopathy, they can cure your arteries, chelation therapy, they can open your blocks. You don't bother, right? They will go change the doctor, and then that is how they keep on changing the doctor, and that leads to progression of atherosclerosis and events. After one event, if you do not change psychological behavior factors and behavioral risk factors, then people keep on getting recurrent attacks, and they are ultimately they have more morbidity and mortality. So this is what happens when you are in anger, anxiety, pressures, and when you are sensitive in emotional behavior. And fish does not solve the problem. Fish is not the solution. Eat fish and remove the heart disease. It is not possible, right? And this pizza, burgers, this is the pattern of today. And gym is not the answer. That the people who go to gym, they have an early heart attack because of unaccustomed exercise. As Dr. Rathor has told you, in 2010 we had 47 million documented cases of coronary artery disease in India. But for every heart disease patient, there are two hidden patients. You can imagine there are at least 15 crore people suffering from heart disease at present, and out of which 28 million were below 50 years of age in 2010. That means more than 50% of heart patients are below 50 years of age. And out of 23 lakh people who died because of heart attack, 11 million were before 50 years of age. So it's working population being hit the hardest by this malady. And as told, I will not revise, but 12 to 14% in urban areas and 6 to 7% in rural areas. What does it mean? It means there is a twofold urban-rural gradient. That means people in the urban areas are more prone to heart disease. Why? Because of lifestyle, fast lifestyle in our cities. Genes are same, but the nurture is different in cities, right? If you can change the lifestyle factors, and doctors are not behind. Rather, doctors are suffering more heart disease, more hypertension, more diabetes, more obesity as compared to normal population. You must have heard lot of cardiologists dying of heart attack, lot of heart surgeons dying of heart attack. So doctors are not taking good care of health. If knowing is not enough, knowledge is not enough, we have to apply that knowledge. And what we do, angioplasty with stenting, the bare metal stents or the drug-eluting stents, bypass, statins, they are just treat the body. Essentially palliative, does not address the root cause. Root cause is genetic factors, mental stress, diet, exercise, sleep and tobacco. And it is only one dimensional. Treatment today is only one, it addresses only to the body. Need of the hour is what? Something different. Different studies like Courage trial has told us optimal medical therapy versus angioplasty group. Optimal medical therapy means intensive pharmacological therapy plus lifestyle intervention. That is diet and exercise modification, and more than 2000 patients. And you can compare, this is angioplasty group, this is the medical therapy group. No significance in primary events, deaths, heart attacks, acute coronary syndrome, stroke or angina relief. The same, both the groups. The median time for next angioplasty bypass is 10 months. OAT trial, another 2000 patients. It says, this is done 3 to 28 days after heart attack with high risk criteria. EF less than 50% and proximal occlusion, beginning of the artery is blocked. Angioplasty did not reduce the occurrence of death, reinfarction or heart failure, and there was a trend towards excess reinfarction during 4 years of follow-up. People who had undergone angioplasty, there was a more chance of having a heart attack. You can see angioplasty group by medical therapy group. You can see numbers, you can see by number itself, more events in the angioplasty group. And trend towards infarction, more infarctions. Right? The MAS2 trial, which compares angioplasty, bypass and medical therapy. Bypass, no difference between the three except with bypass surgery, less intervention required.
otherwise no significance, less than p-value is more than 0.05. And what does it say? Mass 2 trial says, found no difference in cardiac related death or overall mortality in patients treated with bypass, angioplasty or medical therapy during 5 years of follow-up. Routine strategy of angioplasty for patients with stable multivessel disease is not superior to bypass or medical therapy and may be associated with higher need for repeat vascularization. Agar aap bar bar angioplasty karate hain, to ho sakta aapko bar bar angioplasty karate hi rehna pade. Medical therapy se achha nahi hai result. Phir, most patients with stable multivessel CAD can be safely managed with optimal medical therapy. More than 95% of heart patients can be safely managed only with proper lifestyle modification and proper control of blood pressure, diabetes and cholesterol levels. Right? There is no need to have fear about, even if all the three arteries are blocked, do not bother. Only if there is a primary angioplasty within 3 to 6 hours, window period of 3 to 6 hours, if the center is around your house, then it is a good intervention. But after 6 hours, the results are, at least after 24 hours, results are no good if you undergo angioplasty. So angioplasty bypass is appropriate if symptoms are not adequately controlled by aggressive medical therapy, comprehensive risk factor modification or and lifestyle intervention. Bypass angioplasty kabhi karna nahi hai, jab aapki medical therapy fail ho jaye, lifestyle intervention aapne karke dekh liya. Still, if you are not satisfied, if you are still having symptoms, then you should think of bypass or angioplasty. I think I'll just omit. This is what they have shown, that in 2000, they get about 20 lakh heart attacks every year in US, and out of that, and about 17 lakh people will undergo angioplasty or bypass in 1 year. And they spend $104 billion in that, almost every year. India gets about 7 million heart attacks every year, and we do more, about 2 lakh of interventions in a year. So despite the cost, angioplasties and stents do not prolong life or even prevent heart attacks in stable patients. Bypass surgery prolongs life in less than 3% of patients at 5 years of follow-up. But that means if you do bypass for 100 patients, only in 3 years, 3% 3 patients, life will be prolonged. But at 10 years, it was not observed. While if you change the lifestyle, what will happen? If you change the lifestyle, not only heart disease will be cured, but all the disease of mind and body will be cured. From head to toe. If you have depression, you have insomnia, you have constipation, you have high blood pressure, diabetes, neck pain, lumbar spondylosis, knee problems, any disease, tell me disease, IBS, migraine, everything will disappear within a short period. Just by following, like you buy one, get 10 free. You don't have to buy that also, right? Just change your lifestyle, which is in your hand. So these are various studies which have shown that how the psychological factors are important in cardiovascular disease and how this disease occurs. Worrying, how worrying is bad for you. So these are very important papers. Type A behavior, depression, work stress. Younger people getting more heart attacks. Why? At 25, 30 years of age. Why? Because of work stress. Then if you do not have genes from parents, doesn't matter. You can create genes by stress. No problem. Don't bother that you do not have, family doesn't have heart disease. You have enough stress to create those genes. So genetic polymorphism occurs, right, with mental stress. And mental stress induces prolonged endothelial dysfunction, which I was telling you about, anger, depression, all these this is there in this article. This is, today we are always under stress. We always are under stress. We are never free from stress. So we are stressing up and up. That's why there's a concept of behavioral cardiology has come in. Now people are talking about if you really want to address the epidemic of heart disease, we have to change the behavior of the people. And this is a study about social support, emotional support, importance of having someone whom we trust to share our feelings. They're very, very important. Importance of having someone whom we trust to share our feelings. That's why sometimes it was written, I don't know today, but sometimes it is written outside the operation theater when you undergo bypass surgery. Agar khol liya hota dil yaron se, to na kholna padta hazaron se. Ventilation. You know, share your stresses. with your spouse, with the spouse, with the children, with your friend. It's very, very important. This is what they have, that's why they've shown that this is called as emotional support, right? People, that's why in US and other countries, people talk to dogs. Ventilate with the dogs. Human beings do not listen. Anger. Just because of anger, anger is an independent risk factor of heart disease, 3.5 times more chances of developing heart attack, people who get more anger, right? Similarly, worry, I just skip it. Then food. Just as foods determine our moods, so do our moods determine what we eat. Food khane se achha, pakoda khane se, samosa khane se achha lagta hai na, ice cream khane se. Same way, mood decides our food, what we will take. The more than 100 moods have been studied, and they have shown that moods determine our food. If you are feeling bitter, you go for sweets. If you are feeling dry, you go for fried foods. If you are feeling very boring inside, you go for hot and spicy foods. Compulsively, right? And this is, I think, just skip it. This is Indian Heart Study, you must be knowing, Inter-Heart Study. More than 30,000 people from 52 countries. And they have shown changing lifestyle can prevent at least 90% of all heart diseases. Again, I think just skip it. These various studies have shown that this is how the different trials have shown the regression or at least retardation of the process of atherosclerosis. Now this role of spirituality in medicine, people are talking about this, that about this, you must be knowing about Maslow's triangle. A human being is not only body but spirit, mind and body. And social factors and environmental factors play a great role on the mind. And this is the doctor, this is the patient. So we at present we are treating only at the body level, physical level, through medication, surgery and physiotherapy. But we need to treat at mental level also through counseling and cognitive therapy. And spiritual level through spiritual counseling, through compassion, perseverance and connection, right? And if both meditate, what will happen? That creates an atmosphere where doctor is also safe and patient is also safe. And both are healthy and happy. So I think I just skip. You must be knowing about God. And now this paper, 2009, where the Nobel Prize was given, Nobel Prize for Medicine was given, they have shown meditation plus diet and lifestyle modification can even change gene expression in hundreds of genes in only a few months. Genes of CAD, cancer, obesity, hypertension, inflammation like rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, they were downregulated or turned off, whereas protective genes were upregulated or turned on. So by doing meditation, lifestyle modification and dietary changes, you can change even genes, right? And this is what we developed a program called 3DD Healthcare, and this program addresses genetic factors, mental factors, and person develops strong willpower to adhere to a healthy diet, exercise, sleep habits, and say no to tobacco use. And this is what spirituality and science combine. And this is what three-dimensional healthcare is. And health, basically human being is a continuum of three energies, spiritual, mental, and physical energy. And this is health. Health is a dynamic process of harmony in flow of three energies. And body is made up of 80,000 billion cells. In which cell about 100,000 reactions occur in 1 second. So when you are under stress, anger, anxiety, depression, the number of reactions increase to 125,000 or 150,000, and extra toxins formed, body is not able to release those toxins, and that is what leads to dis-ease in the body. And I think just skip it. Anatomy of soul, physiology of soul, and stress. What is stress? Stress is equal to pressure divided by inner strength. If this ratio more than 1, then you feel stressed, and pressure may not be modifiable, but inner strength is increased by ABCD. Atma, Baba, connection, drama. This Rajyoga meditation you are being taught, this is Rajyoga meditation, which you can increase your inner strength. And this is how the soul nourishes the body, various organs of the body, through mind. What is mind? Mind is team, thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. If your team is positive, these 7 energies from the soul, they keep on nourishing each and every cell of the body. For the heart, we require love. Love is the main important energy which heart requires for normal flow in the coronary arteries. And this is the concept, soul, mind, body medicine, or we call it three-dimensional healthcare. And supreme soul is ocean of 7 energies. If you do meditation early in the morning, which is called as Amrit Vela meditation, then you can have seven energies coming from the God, and there's a harmonious surge of hypothalamic, pituitary and pineal hormones in the morning. And then up to 8, if you can remain peaceful and just have positive team, positive mind, then there's a release of adrenal hormone, harmonious release of adrenal hormone, that is cortisol. And for the physical body, you take proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep, sleep at 10, get up at 4, and proper medicines. And if angioplasty bypass required, undergo, but follow this. Then you will not require another bypass or angioplasty. And this is what harmony in all the three energies leads to, ever healthy and ever happy life. This is Rajyoga meditation. Rajyoga is the science and art of harmonizing spiritual, mental and physical energy through connection with the ultimate source of spiritual energy for enjoying ever healthy, ever wealthy and ever happy life. And I just show you the last, this is the paper which is published in this paper, article you will be able to collect from here. And this is a study which is going on since 98, and we call it Abu Healthy Heart Trial. More than 80% patients had TVD or DVD. I'll just go to the end. I'll just show you some angiograms. Everything was done. EEG was done, heart rate variability was done, and all the hormones, stress hormones and happy hormones were done. Because of positive time, I'm just skipping it. Insulin levels, which I just want to tell you, blood sugar levels were lowered, and also insulin levels were significantly lowered even on the day 7. That means insulin sensitivity improves. The most important thing in the country, metabolic syndrome. 60-70% people are suffering from metabolic syndrome, which later on they go on to become diabetics and heart patients. So it really addresses, Rajyoga meditation really addresses this insulin sensitivity. It makes your insulin better, and then I think the lipid profile, bad cholesterol decreases, good cholesterol improves, triglyceride decreases significantly. And see number of events, 9 versus 38 over a period of 3 years. And another trial, we call it Abu Healthy Heart Trial, is under publication, will be there in the journals within 2-3 months. And 93% patients could open their blocks. And this is how the angiograms, you can see the angiograms, how the blocks, 90% block has opened up, a long block from here to here has opened up, 100% block has opened up, 100% block has opened up, multiple blocks have opened up, 80-90% blocks have opened up. This patient had 2 heart attacks, anterior wall MI and inferior wall MI. See the ejection fraction 30%, repeat angiogram, ejection fraction 45%, 80% block has opened up. This patient, after heart attack, there's a 20% ejection fraction, and now it is 50% ejection fraction, 100% block has opened up. Control group, you can see all the blocks have increased in spite of diet and exercise modification, but without Rajyoga meditation. So each block is because of certain thought patterns. If you do not change your thought patterns, block will come up again, right? Only diet and exercise will not modify your blocks. That must be sure. That is assured. 100% this block has increased. Another hand, this block, 100% block is here. You can see this block, and it has opened up after the intervention. So this is what this program is all about. So the basic thing is healthy means heal die. It's my responsibility to heal myself. It's my responsibility to open my blocks. It is my responsibility to take care of my blood pressure, diabetes or health, mental health or physical health. And healthy means swast, swa means soul, stha means conscious. So healthy means soul conscious. I'm a shining star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. And to heal myself, I need self-empowerment, and that empowerment comes from true knowledge. True knowledge comes from God, and God gives us information, education, counseling about himself, about soul, about mind and body. This harmony between three energies leads to ever healthy, ever wealthy and ever happy life. And this is what three-dimensional healthcare means. This is how this program goes on. We call about 50 to 60 patients in one group with the spouse. They stay with us for 7 days. And then we give them this lifestyle modification, meditation, group support sessions, picnic. And we dance with each other. And more than 4,500 patients have already participated in this program in 110 groups, and more than 650 angiograms are there with us, and the program is already spread to various countries. And spiritual care, most important aspect is spiritual care. Be natural, be inner self-conscious, not body or role conscious. Realize your seven energies, and for this practice Rajyoga meditation in the morning from 4 to 5, 4:45. That is how you harmonize your pituitary surge in the morning, right? So first surge, if you have 5 to 10 surges in the whole day, the first surge is very important. All the surges will be accordingly like that. Then for mental care, you have up to observe silence up to 8 a.m. We listen to Murli, godly knowledge from 7 to 8 to harmonize adrenal surge. For the physical care, eat natural, have more fruits, vegetables, shuddha sattvic diet. Sattvic means which increases 7 energies. Rasic means which increases laziness, like fried foods. And tamasic means non-vegetarian, lassan and pyaj. And all those so-called, you know, those preserved foods. Be in the lap of nature, have morning walk with sunrise after cleaning your bowels, and evening stroll with sunset, and have proper sleep. If required, use medicines for hypertension, diabetes, and if you undergo want to undergo angioplasty bypass, if there is a primary angioplasty required, do undergo. But to prevent further heart attacks, follow this program. Om Shanti. Thank you.